G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Line season 2014. We're having a look at round 7 coming up. We've got some pretty big lines to look at this week. What have you got for us, Sting?
Well, look, hopefully it's better than last week where we only knocked off 2 of 8. We were overdue for one of those rounds, but 30 and 20 on the season to date, both running 3 and a bit units profit, so by no means the end of the world, and there are still a few there to be found this week, albeit that they just take a bit more finding.
We've just got to get these blokes in the AFL to learn how to kick straight. Unbelievable. There was that many posters over the weekend. I reckon it's Rob McTwo wins these posters on the weekend.
Well, if they can wait till next week, that'd be very handy for me. We kick it off Friday night at the MCG with Carlton taking on Collingwood. Collingwood are laying a bit over 4 goals, total points line in the low 170s.
The Blues have come back, obviously, as everyone knows, with a bit of good form, led mainly by Mark Murphy through the middle. They have got all of their drive out of their midfield. Waite's been all right forward. Garlett kicked a few on the weekend. Still not sold on them as a unit, though, when it gets real tough on them. The Pies have been outstanding. They're certainly a class above. I don't think the Carlton midfielders shut down as well as you'd like them to. And given that the Pies can score very heavily through their midfield, I reckon they could put up a bit of a number this week, the Pies. So I'm actually going to take the minus here.
Well, I was with the under. Few pretty handy statistical trends here. Carlton, traditionally a bit of an overside, but 10-4 to the under off a break of 6 days or less since 2012, and the Pies are just a wonderful underside. 27-9 under as favourites, 22-8 to the under at night, 25-13 to the under off a break of 7 or more days. It's a low line at low 170s. You wouldn't want it screwed down any further, but I'm happy to play the under at that number.
Good, good.
Saturday afternoon, we're back at the G for Hawthorn hosting St Kilda. The Hawks laying about 8.5 goals, total points line in the low 180s.
First thought is obviously Hawks in a canter here. They were very, very fluent last week against Richmond, who, even though they're playing very ordinary football, you'd have to say is still a superior unit to the Saints. Roughhead's been a bit down the last couple of weeks. I think they'll try and get him well and truly involved this week, and I think he'll kick a bit of a bag. The big lines are usually a relatively easy lay down, but I think you've got to go with the class here, and I'm going to take Hawthorn to beat that 8.5.
I was close. 4 of the 5 wins that the Hawks have had so far this year have come by 8 goals or more, which is a pretty handy pointer. But St Kilda, very handy in the last couple of years when they do get a big start, covered 5 of their last 7 when underdogs are 5 goals or more. So that was enough for me to let this one slide. Saturday afternoon, we're at Manuka in Canberra, Star Trek Oval or whatever the hell it's called these days. For GWS hosting Port Adelaide, the Giants getting about 7.5 goals start. So around the 44.5 is the lowest number on the board. High 180s total.
Yeah, look, I don't know what it is about GWS, but every time they come to Canberra, it seems to piss down. I'd love to go out and watch them at the footy, but I'm not going to be standing on the hill at Manuka Oval in 8 degrees with it raining on me because it is not pleasant out there. Port Adelaide by lots in this one. They'll keep up their momentum. GWS, there's musings that Mumford might come back, which would really stiffen them up through the middle of the ground, but I don't expect them to, pardon me, I don't expect them to risk him in this one. He's too important for them, especially given the track that was laid out for them at Manuka last time. So I think Port will probably roll on with their form and win this one very comfortably.
I'm the same. You put a form line through the game against Brisbane where Port won it by 113. You look at a form line through Adelaide where GWS lost by more than 10 goals, but Port beat the Crows by 9. They beat Geelong by almost 7 goals. Gee, yeah. What number would Geelong get against GWS? If you took the plus here, you'd just be spending all day frantic about the idea that Port will just run you over in the fourth quarter. You could be only 2 goals down at 3-quarter time and still not cover this.
Yeah.
Happy to take Port at the minus, and I think even if it rains, I think they'll still cover it. They are just an outstanding football side.
True.
Twilight game on Saturday afternoon is at the Adelaide Oval, where the Crows hosting Melbourne. Crows laying 6.5 to 7 goals. Total points line in the low to mid 170s.
A first chance I actually liked. I liked the minus and the over in this one, surprisingly. The Crows are flat track bullies. And at the Adelaide Oval, which has proven highly conducive to scoring and scoring quickly, I expected them to put a real big number on the Demons, and I still expect them to do that. The fact that Melbourne are 6-0 the under so far this season, though, was enough for me to bail out of both and just leave this one alone.
I'm happy to play the under here. The Crows actually have a pretty good trend to the over overall, but that is skewed by day games. But Melbourne, 28-15 under as underdogs since 2012, 8-4 under as road dogs, 6-1 under in twilight, 14-4 under across the twilight of the night. And as you said, 6-0 under this year. The totals this year, only two of them have got to 150. None of them have got to 165. You can get 173.5. I'm happy to play that. I think there's at least a 6 in 10 chance that it doesn't make that number.
Sweet.
Saturday night, we're at the Gabba for Brisbane hosting Sydney. The Lions getting about 5 goals and another total points line in the low 170s.
Brisbane fans probably pretty bullish after their amazing win over in Wellington last week, but I spent about 15 minutes watching the replay of that game the other day, and to tell you what, that was one of the worst games of football I've ever seen. Bloody hell. It was very, very ordinary. Not taking anything away from the Brisbane win, of course, but look, their footy's not great. They are a much better side at home. We've established this over the last 3 years, that they're generally about a 5-goal better side at home. I think Sydney will win, but I think that line feels about right. Pretty easy lay down for me.
Yeah, I was happy to leave the line alone, but I'm also happy to bet the under here. The Swans, terrific underside at night, 16-5 to the under in night games since 2012. Brisbane, no real strong trend there for them, but the Swans, the way they shut down against Melbourne, you know, if they get a lead, they'll quite happily compress this game and move to 4-3 on the season. Totals in the recent games between these teams have been around the 160-170 mark. And I'm not sure if Brisbane's going well enough to kick a score against a good side. Pretty happy to play the under here.
Good call.
Saturday nights as well, we're at Etihad Stadium, the Docklands, for Essendon hosting the Western Bulldogs. The Bombers laying about 3.5 goals, total points line in the low 180s.
I was a bit surprised when I saw this line open up, Don's 4-goal favourite. Unbelievable, given the football they've played in the last 3 weeks. Dogs Plus should certainly be the play here, but given the fact that these flogs can't kick a goal from the top of the goal square, I just can't bring myself to get involved. Luke Dalhouse and Matty Boy, I'm looking at you, scumbags.
I very nearly found my fourth under bet in 5 games for those very reasons.
You're a pessimist, mate.
Look, if people are going to play bad footy, I'm going to make money doing it. If I'm going to have to watch this crap.
I saw a stat the other day. The scoring in the AFL this year's lowest average scoring per game since 1955.
It is horrendous. And the one thing that scares me is about the first month last year, it went completely the other way. Bookmakers lost their minds and set all the total points lines up in the 190s. I spent the rest of the year betting the under relentlessly and getting lots of cash. Yeah. Bombers 18-10 to the under at night and 14-9 to the under at Etihad since 2012. Dogs 8-3 under to at night, 10-4 to the under off a short break. The trends are there. Neither side can kick a score. I'm just nervous about that 1 week where this thing eventually flips. Someone is going to have to come out and kick a score 1 week. And I'm more confident about the other 3 under bets I've already had. So
I'm not
just
trying
enough.
Not trying to talk you out of it, mate, by any stretch, but this game smacks of shootout to me.
Yeah, I haven't bet it. There's just enough there. The fact that it's Etihad under the roof just makes me nervous enough. And the head-to-head history, Bombers have won the last 4, and 3 of the 4 of those have been really high scoring. Just enough there to let it slide. Sunday afternoon, we're back at Etihad. God knows whether the roof will be open or not. For Kangaroos hosting Gold Coast, North laying 4.5 goals, total points line in the mid-180s.
Yeah, I laid this one down pretty quickly. Two teams in good form. I think North on form are better four goal, better side. So there wasn't too much to get excited about. Once again, the total points line, very much, this could very easily be 15 goals to 15 goals, 16 goals sort of game. Nothing really to look forward to for me.
Neither. North got a really good record at Etihad last couple of years, but they've actually got a really poor record as favourites of any significance. Gold Coast, poor overall record as interstate underdogs, but they've been much improved in the last couple of years on that front. North trend to the under in total points, Gold Coast trend to the over. Nothing to see here, pretty easy lay down.
Very good.
Sunday afternoon, we're at the MCG for Geelong hosting Richmond. Cats slaying just under five goals, total points line in the mid-180s.
I found this one a no-brainer, to be honest. Geelong are comfortably an eight-goal better side than the Tigers. They're an absolute rabble at the moment. No cohesion, no spirit, no run, no drive. They try and rest on the laurels of one or two blokes through the middle of the ground. And when one of those two blokes is Dustin Martin, you're going to be disappointed more often than not. For as many of ability as that kid's got, he has got no ticker. So they're hitching their horse to the wrong wagon there, and Cats by plenty this week. Happy to take the minus.
Yeah, you've talked me into it. I was on the precipice. They've won the last nine against Richmond. They won last year by seven goals, and that was against a Richmond lineup that was going a damn sight better than this mob.
Yeah.
Geelong are as good last year as they were the year prior, as good this year as they were last year, and they do have a habit, much like the Hawks, of coming out and belting sides the week after they get rolled.
Tigers can't shut down through the middle of the ground either. They've got no one that can run as a stopper. And you've got Selwood and Johnson, who are both averaging almost mid-30s touches and a goal and a half each a game. Mate, it's going to be ridiculous. They could win by 100.
The Tigers could be 2-5 with horrible percentage coming into a draw where they had Hawthorn off a loss and Geelong off a loss. How would you be being a Tigers fan? We've finished the week with the Sunday twilight game Eastern time, but it's a 2:40 start in Perth. West Coast hosting Fremantle in the Derby. At Subiaco, the Eagles getting between 11.5 and 13.5 total points line in the low 160s.
Does your West Coast in twilight game under rules?
It's a day game. It's a day game in Perth.
I looked at that. I thought you might have snuck that one under the radar. But
look,
it was a bit hard to get enthusiastic about this one. Both teams are horribly out of form. Hopefully points to a close game. Can't see it being free-flowing. Line or bottle it down. Both teams really desperate for a win. I think 12 goals wins this one, so I'm going to play the under.
I'm happy to go Freo the minus. I think it's a sufficiently small minus. Lion against the Eagles. Last three starts have all won by 28 points or more. The Eagles have actually got a terrible record in the last couple of years, except for the games where they're really big favourites. They're 6-12 as underdogs, 1-7 as underdogs in Perth, 3-9 as underdogs of less than 15 points. Freo got really strong record as home favourites, small favourites, and off a break of 7 days or more. So last week against North, they had a 6-day break, which isn't really their thing. 26-13 off a break of 7 days or more. I think Lion will have them up. West Coast might kick six goals. Freo might win it with 12, and they might win with a leg in the air. Happy to play Freo laying 11.5 here.
That'll do me.
Right.
What do we end up with? I think we've got shitloads on again here. What?
We do.
Well, there's only one way out of it. Only one way out, and that's up.
So, six for me. I've got the unders in the Carlton-Collingwood game. Port Adelaide at the minus. Back-to-back unders in the Adelaide-Melbourne and Brisbane-Sydney games. Geelong at the minus and Fremantle at the minus.
I think I've got five here, old mate. I've got Pies minus, Hawks minus, Port minus. I've got Cats minus and unders West Coast Fremantle.
So there you go, a total of 11, and hopefully we'll get things back on track after a disappointing one last week.
10 wins is that. That's all we can offer you this week, unfortunately. 10, but we'll take 11. Have a good weekend, guys, and pump well.